Brothers episode. My name is Justin, here with Tank. We're calling this episode Debate Club because we're going to debate some things that I know Tank specifically will not agree with me on. Seasons and pumpkin spice. Is it overrated? Personally, I've seen a lot of our coworkers, specifically one of our morning show guys up in Long Island, hating on the summer season.
I fucking hate summer.
Yeah. I love summer, dude.
Why? How? Why?
The beach, it's warm, everybody's happy. We're vibing. I know you don't like the beach, which is so crazy to me that you live in Jacksonville. Like, that's the biggest draw of Jacksonville is there's a beach.
I didn't pick Jacksonville at everywhere in the world.
I know, but like being here, like the main thing I feel like a perk of living in Jacksonville is a massive beach.
There's so much other stuff in Jacksonville. Jacksonville is such a, not elaborate, but like a layered city. There's so much going on here. There's so many different parts of town. And I hate the fucking beach. Like, you could probably sum it up. I hate outside. Like,
okay. Like, you're not a pool person?
I like swimming in a pool.
See, that's where I, before I moved to Jacksonville, right, when I was living up in Pennsylvania, I literally didn't think anybody hated the beach. Like, I didn't know people that didn't like the beach. And then I came down here, and there's a bunch of, I mean, you're not the only one. Saying you're the only one that feels that way.
There's a lot of reasons to hate the beach. Number one, way too many people there.
But see, when you compare it to up North Beach, like I grew up going to Ocean City, New Jersey, you literally like
gross
that episode of It's Always Sunny where they go to the beach. It's quite literally like accurate. Like it's very accurate. So you're like sitting on each other. So when I came down here, I was like, oh my gosh, there is so much space. It is wide open. Like, everything's good to go. This is amazing. The water's warmer here. The sand is smaller. It's brighter. I don't know.
Yeah, I've got no reason to get in the water because the water's disgusting. It's sandy. There's sharks in there. Mm-hmm. I have a pretty good arrangement with sharks. Sharks don't come to my house. I don't go in the ocean. We have a deal.
Sure, sure.
So that works out for both
of us. Can we work out that agreement with those palmetto bugs?
No, probably not.
Oh, dude, I need them to get out of my house.
Yeah, they probably think it's theirs. They're like, what is this giant Harry Potter on the sex offenders list looking motherfucker doing in my house? That's kind of who you look like. You look like Harold Potter going to go play golf later today.
Harry Potter's brother that's like trying to go pro in golf.
Yeah, he's like, Sandish Trappist and fucking.
These are new glasses. I really like these glasses.
Yeah, no, they're something. but yeah, so it's hot. It's dirty. I don't like being dirty. I don't like my feet getting covered in sand. I don't like sand and all my shit. You know, it's just, there's nothing fun to me about the beach. You're just sitting, you're sitting outside, and there's nothing good about sitting outside.
What is happening with my
focus? Yeah,
there we go. Okay, I was like, what is going on here? See, I am the opposite. Like, if I'm not outside on the weekends, I feel weird. Like, I'm upset with myself. I'm like, oh, I gotta get outside, I gotta go do something. Whether it's like, sometimes I'll just grab my Nintendo Switch, go sit in a beach chair in the backyard to feel like I got some, like, I was outside.
Why? It's hot.
Like, I gotta be outside, man. Like, it's when it's cold, I'm not gonna want to be outside. So I gotta take advantage when it's warm.
I'm the opposite. I like being outside.
I know.
I remember it was a couple of years ago. Me and a buddy of mine, we sat outside, and it was a snowstorm, and we sat out under a gazebo out in the backyard of my mom's.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
A snowstorm with just a little thing for heat. Just smoking cigars, just sitting there in the snowstorm.
That's nice.
It was awesome. Yeah, that, because there's no bugs, you know?
See, the problem I have is I don't hate the cold. if I feel like there's a purpose to the cold, like you were saying, if I'm outside, it's snowing, it looks awesome, there's a purpose to the cold. Here in Florida, in, I don't know, like, I know it's not as cold as it gets everywhere else, but when it's in the 20s and just obnoxious cold for no reason, because it's not going to snow, it's just annoying at that point, and I just don't want it to be cold. I'd rather it be hot if it's in that scenario.
You know, and there's definitely times when cold is not fun. You know, like 30, honest to God, I would take 30 degrees as my temperature every day.
Okay.
I would live in 30 every single day. You know,
if I could choose an outside temperature consistently, give me like I'm sure San Diego has this, like give me like low 70s.
Always. Well, actually, yeah, that would be probably San Diego.
Yeah.
Maybe Hawaii, but I need a place, man. I need to be colder all the time because I'm always hot. Because fat dudes, we're always hot, number one, and I'm hot blooded as it stands. So I just need to cool off. It's just always so hot. And you know, my apartment, we used to keep it really cold before my kid was born, but now that we have a kid,
you can't
keep it that cold. Mm-hmm. So I'm hot all the time. So I revel in that winter. In fact, we talked about how much I hate the beach, but I've been to the beach a bunch of times when it's really, really cold.
Really?
You know, yeah. Like I like to go to the beach when it's really, really cold, and I'll go and I'll sit on those steps right there as you know, cause like I said, I don't want to get sand in my shoes and shit, but.
Are there, is there like a combination of things that in your mind would just like make you short circuit? If that makes sense. Like if I were at the beach and there was sandy snow, like that just like my head would be like, what the hell is this? I cannot compute
that exists somewhere. Oh yeah.
It has to.
Massachusetts and stuff like that. Yeah.
It has to. But like in my head, like beach sand is super warm. So if I were in a situation where there's snow in the sand, it would, it like steam would start coming out of my head. My ears would like, you know, blood would come down my ears. Like, wow, I don't.
That's a harsh reaction to that. Jeez.
I don't think I could compute that. Like, I really my don't God. Think I could.
I don't know, man. I think I would probably be into that. I'd probably like that more than anything. I mean, I like the ocean. I like the idea of the ocean. I don't want to be in it. I don't want to be outside when it's hot. I hate the fucking sun.
But that's what the ocean's there for. The ocean is the cool off factor of the heat. You got to go in the water to cool off.
Everybody says that, but it's not that cool. You know what I mean?
Down here, it's not. You're right.
Oh, it's much cooler at the beach. Fuck you. It's not cooler at the beach. It's still hot.
There's an ocean breeze.
I don't have any shade. There's no ocean breeze. It's just hot air blowing on you. It's like a mother. It's like if somebody, it's like a truck driver with coffee breath breathing in your face all the fucking time.
That is the worst part though. Like my parents, right? They're talking about moving down here. What I told them was like, you need to, like the last few weeks, I was like, you need to come down here like right now and just experience this heat to understand what you're signing yourself up for, because that is every summer. And everyone talks about how great, you know, Florida is to escape the cold. And it's like, cool, because you guys are coming down in like March, May, April. It's like, you don't experience the grueling 100 degree grossness.
Oppressive. Yeah.
But I would take that personally any day over anything 40 degrees and below.
No, I disagree with you. I'm the exact opposite. Like 30, 40 is my happy space because I can wear hoodies, I can wear jackets.
I agree with you on the jackets because like if I can wear more of the hoodies, like if I can wear an XL hoodie and just really hide my whole body so I don't have this whole body dysmorphia thing, like that's when I thrive.
Well, also, it feels really comfortable and it's really nice. It's cozy. Yeah. I'm into that. And I always feel like, and I don't know if this is an old debate or not, but I always feel like you can get warm, but I can never get cool. Once I'm hot, I'm fucking done.
It's true. I mean? Yeah.
Like I go to the garage to do work in the garage, it's so hot in my garage that I sweat like never before. And then I have to take a shower.
Yeah. It is one of those things where I think I told you this. Like I was once we bought our house, I was so excited at the thought of using my own hose and cleaning my car in the driveway.
Multiple hose? women?
Hose. Yes, many of them. Yeah. But, you know, cleaning my car in the driveway for whatever reason, like in my mind, I was like, oh, it's my house. I can clean my car in the driveway.
That's that, you know, your real, I've made it to manhood moment for you.
Right. And then I started cleaning the car and I was drenched, not from the hose, drenched from sweat. And I couldn't clean the car or I couldn't scrub the car fast enough after I put the bubbles on it to not leave little black circle marks. It's a disaster.
Yeah.
So I know I'm not hyping up summer since that was my angle, but dude, I still would take that over being cold because when it's cold, like, I don't know, like, especially up north, it's just gray, it's dark, everything's wet and depressed.
I tell you what, there's only been a couple of times where I've been so cold that I was really, really miserable. One time, the temperature, not the wind chill, the actual temperature was -8 degrees outside.
Where?
In Kansas City. When I was
Okay.
And it was the coldest I had ever been.
The coldest.
I was at a Chiefs game. We were tailgating.
Oh,
in December, and it was, you know, single digits. So we're out at 8 o'clock in the morning, and you know, the game starts at noon, and we're just like, we're out there freezing, and it's like, Jesus, are you guys not cold? And they're like, they're sitting drinking beer, and my hands are numb. I'm like, can we at least start the grill so I could stand around it for warm? I mean,
if you're like over the can of fire. I
mean, it was really cold, but then once you got inside, it was fine. It's just in the morning. That was the most prolongest cold I've ever experienced.
There's two specific instances of being cold that I thoroughly remember. One was actually up in Pennsylvania when I was younger, and one was while I was employed here. Mm-hmm. The one back home was my buddies and I, the Pocono Mountains in Pennsylvania. My buddy, his family owned a house there because they were big snowboarders. They liked to, you know, camp out, all that stuff. So they had
rich people.
It was like a cabin. It really wasn't huge or anything. It
doesn't matter. People owning two houses, that's rich, dog.
Well, fair. But this house was like kind of off the grid. Like, it was really nice. It was fun to go to. But we used to go there. You know, we would pull the whole, I tell my parents I'm sleeping over at your house. Sure. You tell your parents. You're
good trick.
Yep. And then we would drive, you know, 2 hours into the mountains with some beers and, you know, all that stuff. But the problem was, we couldn't turn on anything because then the electric bill would show that someone had been there to his parents. So we would just go there and use it as a place to, like,
in the cold mountains with no heat, no lights.
Yes. And so, dude,
you guys are stupid.
Well, no, they had a fireplace. We'd start a fire in the fireplace, but it was very much not great. Like, it was cold. No.
They didn't know the wood missing.
I guess not. We restocked it. We usually would chop wood like right when we got there. And we had another.
That sounds like a really good time. You guys really know how to fucking party. Let me tell you. Yeah. All right. First, we're going to drive up to the mountains. Then we're going to sit in the dark and drink fucking beer. And then we're going to chop some wood. Yeah, that sounds like.
And usually what would end up happening is it would snow more while we were there, so we couldn't get our cars out of the driveway and all this stuff. And then you had to go and rake the snow on the driveway so it didn't look like somebody was parked there when you left. Like, we were
all this work to do. Why don't you just go drink at a Kmart parking lot like everybody else?
That's just what we did, man. And then the second time, and this was such a good day. The day it will be one of my favorite days in Jacksonville was when the Jacksonville Jaguars were playing the Buffalo Bills in the playoffs in 2018. The Jags were flying hot, man. Like, we were going, you know?
I remember that.
Man. Yep. And all the Bills fans came down here. We had the home game. They were burning tables, and it was a absolute dumpster fire, quite literally. But a lot of the Bills fans came. And I remember it was a cold day. Like, it was 30s here in Jacksonville. It was cold. And all the Bills fans, being from up north, had to run with the narrative of, oh, it's not that cold. We're fine, blah, blah, blah. We're good. And so there was – I was very cold, and I had a hoodie on, a Jags hoodie. Like, it was not great. And I remember there was this one Buffalo Bills fan specifically. He was in like almost like spandex shorts that were like Buffalo Bills colors.
Yeah, right.
No shirt. And the dude was ripped. Like, gonna give him the benefit of the doubt. He was very, very fit. No shirt, no shoes, nothing else, just these spandex. And he came into the Bud Zone in TIAA Bankfield. For anybody that doesn't know, that's the side that doesn't get the sun. So it is 30-ish degrees. Mm-hmm. There is no sun on this man, and he is shaking. He is struggling. And, dude, Jags fans were being the worst to him. But, like, the worst in the best way. Like, they were offering him Jags hoodies and trying to get him to put it on, and he wouldn't do it. Oh, it was such a fun day. But I remember being stupid cold, like, so painfully cold that day. So those are the 2 days that I thoroughly remember. But the second part of this debate that kind of goes into the season thing is pumpkin spice always comes up around this time of the year. And honestly, it's been talked about for like 2 weeks now.
It's earlier and earlier every year, like Halloween decorations. You know what I mean? Like it's like one of those things that starts showing up in July. And I'm like, this is not, I mean, I'm a fan of pumpkin spice stuff. So like I don't like it all year.
I don't like it.
Really?
I don't know. It just doesn't, I don't know. I don't like the taste.
It depends. They overdo it now. Now it's everything. You know what I mean? Now it's.
I don't mind like a pumpkin spice donut, but I'll have it maybe like Sonati's, right? I'll have a pumpkin spice, warm pumpkin spice donut once for the entire year, and I'm good. Then I don't ever need it again until next year.
So we go to this this local coffee spot called Brass Tacks.
And, yes, I know you're a big fan of them.
Own pumpkin spice. You know, they have their own.
How is pumpkin spice made?
Fuck, I don't know.
Like, it wouldn't surprise me if there is zero pumpkin in it.
I think it depends on who makes it and what it is. I mean, Brass Tacks like real big on natural stuff. Like they use, so I'm sure that theirs has pumpkin in it.
I don't know, man.
It's not just pumpkin though. There's also spice, which is probably some sort of nutmeg or, you know.
Cinnamon. This is bullshit. Sorry, no. This is dumb. This is dumb. Why is it called pumpkin spice if it is made out of ground cinnamon, ginger, nutmeg, and allspice or cloves? I don't know what that even
tastes like. Pumpkin.
No, it doesn't. Pumpkin tastes horrible.
Like, are you eating like your Halloween pumpkin? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Like, are you gonna take a pumpkin? Like, if you're calling it pumpkin spice pie? Pumpkin pie is great, but apparently there's no pumpkin in it.
Pumpkin?
No.
Yes, there is.
No,
pumpkin pie filling is made out of pumpkins.
I'm telling you, it's made out of pumpkin spice, which is some BS.
It's not. This is a generations old pie. What is pumpkin?
Like, look up a pumpkin pie recipe. Pumpkin. Just tell me what's in pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin-based custard filling.
But how much? Is it like 2% pumpkin so that they could say it's pumpkin-based? You know what I mean?
Dude, you are way overthinking this shit. People have been eating pumpkin pies long before food was genetically modified.
But what I have trouble with is why are we calling it? Are we only calling it pumpkin spice because it happens in this season? Like because what we're stuck, like we're calling it pumpkin spice, but it's ground cinnamon, ginger, nutmeg. Like it's not pumpkin spice. It's just a different generic spice. There's no pumpkin in it.
Where are you looking? What are you looking at?
Google, man. If you Google how to make pumpkin spice, it says you just need the basics, ground cinnamon, ginger, nutmeg, and allspice or cloves. I don't know what that is. What's an allspice? Maybe there's pumpkin in that. What?
Okay, so here's the thing.
In allspice.
And this is why you're stupid. And I'm going to tell you why you're stupid. Because those are the spices that go into pumpkin pie.
Right, but that's my point. Is there's no pumpkin.
What do you think the base of the fucking pie is?
I'm not worried about the pie right now. I'm worried about the spice that we are saying is in our lattes and in our donuts and sprinkled on cookies.
You're not calling it pumpkin pie lattes. It's pumpkin spice lattes.
Right, but why are we calling it pumpkin spice?
It's made out of pumpkin pie spices, not the pumpkin pie.
I don't know.
And since when do you give a fuck about what they put? I mean, like, you think that if you're having a strawberry shake, you think there's some fucking real strawberries in there? No, it's red number five and some strawberry flavored chemicals.
But that's my what I'm getting at with this. By saying this pumpkin spice is pumpkin spice, they are limiting themselves
it
to this season.
Pumpkin spice.
I don't know. You could call it like watermelon spice and serve it in the summertime and people will drink
but
it then.
It tastes like watermelon.
This doesn't taste like pumpkin. If you bite a pumpkin and then have this.
Yes, because you don't. Nobody eats a pumpkin.
Why not?
Because it's fucking disgusting. You got to prepare it like anything. You're going to go bite a chicken's ass or you're going to do something to the chicken before you eat it.
You got to cook it. What if you cooked grill up a pumpkin?
Are you just you're gonna you ever had butternut squash soup?
Yeah, pretty good.
You know that's not just a butternut squash that somebody fucking stomped on for 5 minutes.
But there's butternut squash in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Guess what? There's pumpkin and pumpkin pie.
I know, but not in pumpkin spice.
Yes, that's because that's the spices that go in the pumpkin pie.
So I just don't understand the hype around pumpkin spice.
It's delicious. It's like the McRib. It's like, you know, if it was around all the time, people probably wouldn't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
But since it's like, you know, indicates fall coming, people like it. Here's the thing. I like the way it tastes. I don't give a shit about its correlation to fall. I just like the way it tastes.
Yeah.
And like you, I'll have it a couple of times and be like, all right, I'm good.
Yeah, it's not like an everyday thing.
Yeah, no, I mean, you can't drink it every day because it's all sugar. You know what I mean? Like, most of the
time. That's the other thing, man. Like, you see some of these drinks that come out for, like, Starbucks, not specifically to single them out, but they come out with drinks, and all of them do it. But you see it, and I'm just like, that looks like diabetes in a cup.
I mean, honestly, man, it's pretty bad. You got to be really careful, like, getting it. Like, as a fat guy, I could tell you that this stuff is, like, made like it's just because you know a lot of it is the cheapest easiest way to make it taste delicious is to make it sweeter,
of course,
you know what I mean, and mm-hmm. and corn syrup is really bad for us, and it's as a society one of the problems that's leading to obesity because natural sugar more expensive but way healthier, you know. Corn syrup is, you know, really bad for us. And they use that to sweeten everything because it's so much cheaper.
You keep saying corn syrup, and I keep thinking of the corn kid. Did you see how quickly Chipotle got him?
No.
Dude, like, I'm talking like 2 days after his video went viral, Chipotle put out a video of them, like, you know, like going down the line.
What you gotta do, because otherwise it's going to be over. I mean, this stuff moves so fast.
I hope that kid got paid for it. I'm sure he did, but I hope he did. But
he got something. He probably got a lot.
That or his family did. I don't know. I think the most underrated part of that whole video was his grandma or whoever was there with him was like cracking up watching.
I've only heard part of it. I never watched it.
No?
Yeah, I don't really care that much, to be
honest. Oh, okay. I was gonna say I'll pull it up.
Viral stuff to me doesn't really do much for me.
Really? Why is that?
I don't know. I just don't care. Like, yeah, I mean, I like watching videos if something's funny, but like, it's not like I feel like I got to be up on trends or anything like that. I like watching thieves get caught, and I like police chases. I like to see Karens get yelled at and arrested.
Karen. There was I just heard a song that made me think of Karens. I don't know why. It's so off topic, but there was a song that made me think of them. But either way, so do you have another debate or are we good? Did we come to a resolution?
I don't know. I'm really angry at you right now for some reason. I don't know. I just feel like every time I debate you, I get really mad.
And we appreciate you hanging out with us for the Newbie Brothers. Please subscribe if you are interested in watching or listening to more episodes. We would appreciate it so very much. Obviously, tell your friends or suggest us to other people looking for new podcasts. That's how we grow this thing. Follow us on social media, and you can always hit us up with questions that you would like for us to debate. We'll be back next week with a few more episodes of the Newbie Brothers Podcast.